It's a great day for a podcast. Once again, here he is, John Oakley.
I just wanted to talk about a phenomenon I find fascinating, that reporters who are traveling with the president on Air Force One are taking all kinds of keepsakes, even pillowcases, stemware, whiskey glasses. There's no end to it. They're swiping stuff left, right, and center, to the point this has now become an epidemic. And the head of their organization, which is the White House Correspondents Association, had to send out a memo saying, stop that. This is not permitted. And so some returns have been facilitated or expedited in a surreptitious way. You know, it's like a spy exchange late at night. What's going on? Well, let's find out, because he knows firsthand. Eli Stokols is an Emmy Award-winning journalist and current White House correspondent for Politico, who's going to join us here in a second or two. All right. I think we've actually made contact with Eli. Eli, it's a pleasure to have you on the Oakley Show in Toronto. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, hey, listen, has this become an epidemic now, people swiping stuff from Air Force One?
Well, you know, the funny thing about this is that it might be the end of the epidemic, although I wouldn't be too optimistic about that. People always find a way. But, you know, the funny thing about writing this piece, I've been a White House reporter for 8 years. A lot of people on the beat have been there longer than that. And this is like one of these things that has just always been known to be happening on the plane. It was kind of not talked about by reporters. And I don't think we would have written about it in the West Wing playbook had we not heard that there was something of a crackdown taking place, where the Air Force folks who operate Air Force One, who sort of serve as flight attendants and take care of all the people on the plane, they put their foot down after a flight in February and contacted the White House and said, you know, there's just too much stuff missing from, in particular, the press cabin. not the only cabin where people have taken things off the plane over the years, but definitely a leading culprit. And, you know, so the White House, funny enough, had these people who are called wranglers. They're like the 25-year-old, you know, first job in the White House type of positions. They generally like herd all of us on the plane around, going from stop to stop. They get us in the van so we can get in the motorcade. They make sure we're all accounted for on the plane. They're kind of our minders, our babysitters. And they asked these, you know, 20-something individuals to reach out to the 30, 40, 50-year-olds in the press pool who were on this flight. And they sent an email and they said very, very generously, without accusing anyone, hey, you know, it seems like a lot of stuff may have gone missing on this flight. If you accidentally happen to, you know, put something in your bag and you'd like to return it, let us know. We're happy to arrange a return. And a reporter did respond and say, yep, I've got something. And they arranged a meeting. They met outside the White House gates. A embroidered Air Force One pillow case was exchanged, and they went on their way. You know, in the annals of Washington folklore, it's not quite Woodward and Deep Throat in the garage across the river. But, you know, it was just too funny for us to pass up. And, you know, the reaction from folks has just been interesting, because it's everyone in Washington whose phone on Air Force One has either taken something or seen people take things or talked about, you know, people swiping a whiskey tumbler or a wine glass or in some cases even, you know, the gold-rimmed plates that they serve the nicer meals on. And if you haven't seen that, you've probably been to someone's house where they are serving cocktails in those wine glasses that they took and proudly display and use. So it's just a very Washington thing. And, you know, the interesting thing to us was that the Air Force and the White House were trying to put a stop to it after all this time. And also that it just had never actually been written about before, when, you know, it was one of these things that has been going on for a long, long time.
Well, there you go. Eli Stokols is an Emmy Award-winning journalist, current White House correspondent for Politico, and documented this thievery, the purloining by the press corps, which, by the way, may be another reason to mistrust the media. I don't know, Eli, I'm just saying, but this is where you got to watch. Everything's got to be nailed down, otherwise they'll swipe it. The best, though, is the story of the former White House correspondent for a major newspaper. You don't have to name names here, but he hosted a dinner party at his house. Tell us about that.
Well, I would just say don't generalize and assume that it was a he. I'll just give you a little hint. But, you know, again, it's one of these things that this was so brazen and sort of like a token of status, you know. And in Washington, the gross thing about Washington is just how much everybody very seriously thinks about and cares about their status in the pecking order, their proximity to power, and how those things are displayed. And I think, you know, on some level, those of us who cover the president, who travel on Air Force One regularly, you can forget that that is really a privilege. And it just becomes a thing that you do on the job. And then there are other folks who, I think, recognize the sort of coolness factor of it, and they want they take it a step further. They want a token of, you know, something that that conveys that status. And, you know, I think taking a full set of Air Force One China is a serious enterprise, and is not something that that happened on one flight. You know, there are people who did talk about the clinking and clanging that you can hear in people's bags getting off the plane. That is something that, you know, a few people remarked on, recalling at time to time, but no one's taking a full set of 12 plates off the plane at once. And so, you know, people who are on the plane a lot year after year after year. And I will say that the information we have about this individual who took that many plates and proudly hosted a dinner party with him, this is not someone covering the current White House. This is someone who covered a past administration, but clearly flew the plane a lot and accumulated these things over time. And, you know, status and coolness really is in the eye of the beholder, right? There are some people who, you know, people who heard about this, who attended this party, right? It clearly made an impression because of the story people around town still tell and recall pretty clearly. But, you know, there are other people who find this just kind of grotesque, right? And you know, it's not necessary. I mean, it's probably thought of as a victimless crime, but, you know, you're taking government property, you're taking things that ultimately taxpayers are paying for. And you know, the White House Correspondents Association president Kelly O'Donnell, when she sent a note, a private note to all the members recently after the Air Force had gotten in touch with the White House, you know, a point she made was, look, this just reflects poorly on all of us. And it does, you know, it's the thing that everybody has kind of, you know, winked and nodded about and gone on their ways and thought of as sort of a harmless thing. And again, it hadn't really ever been written about, you know, or gotten outside of sort of White House reporter circles, people on the plane, people in Washington, and then certainly lawmakers have been on the plane, have taken things too, because there are a lot of people who think that it's pretty cool to have been on Air Force One, and they want to have something to show off other than a box of peanut M&Ms. But you know, it is when it does kind of get out of hand, it does reflect, as Kelly wrote, you know, not well on the press corps and the people who are, you know, trying to do their jobs. And I also think that, you know, given how much people are sort of questioning, you know, well, people like to sort of take shots at the press, right? There's a lot of people who like to inoculate themselves against reporting by saying that the press is dishonest or the press is biased or, you know, and I just think, you know, reporters probably don't intend that anybody finds out about something like this. It seems harmless. It seems like no one's going to find out. But, you know, it doesn't serve anybody all that well when, you know, people are using their proximity to power to, you know, collect dishware that is not their property.
Sure. Sure.
It is something that, you know, probably was sort of an in joke for a long time, and we'll have to see if it continues after this.
Right. And if a reporter, say, were to be accused of being less than credible, you would say, well, what evidence do you have? It's the clinking glassware on the gangplank. I heard it coming down. By the way, last question. I'm curious, at this former White House correspondent's dinner party with all the gold rimmed plates from Air Force One, how many people attended that actual party? There's the telltale sign right there.
You know, that is a good question, and it is not a question I asked of the people who were talking about this this party. I mean, there's we talked to a person who was at this party, and then we talked to others who have heard about it, and so it may be one of these, you know, legends that kind of grows, but you know, so I don't know that this was like, you know, the dining room at Versailles with the table that's 40 feet long and, you know, 50 people sitting in it. I don't think that was the case, but, you know, it's a good question. And, I don't have the answer to that one, but, it seems like given that this made the impression that it did, say more than three or four people sitting around a table.
All right. Well, we'll go with the dining room at Versailles because it just sounds better. It's anyway, listen, I appreciate it. I mean, this phenomenon needed to be exposed, and thanks for bringing it to our attention here. I'm sure it happens on this side of the border with our own prime minister and the Challenger jet and anybody that has access to his proximity, probably taking a few mementos of their own. I appreciate your time and the stories. Eli Stokols, Emmy Award-winning journalist and current White House correspondent for Politico. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Listen to The John Oakley Show live each weekday afternoon from 3 until 6. If you live in the Toronto area, just turn that AM dial to 640 and listen anywhere on Earth 24 hours a day by going to 640toronto.com. Follow on Twitter at @AM640Oakley. You've been listening to A Curious Cast. New podcasts and shows are debuting all the time. So check back often to see what's new in the Curious Cast library.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.